Hello there. This is Island Extras, and I'm your host, Mark Hickling. Today, we're talking with Brooklyn, New York-based African-American dance artist, teacher, and performer Mayfield Brooks, and Vashon, Seattle-based dance artist Karen Nelson, who is white, in advance of their upcoming performance, Improvising While Black on Vashon Island. This is going to be a very special performance at Open Space's Black Box Theater, Sunday afternoon, February 10th at 1 o'clock. Hello, Mayfield Brooks and Karen Nelson. Thanks for joining us.
Hello.
Hello.
The name is so provocative, Improvising While Black on Vashon Island. Please tell us about this performance.
Basically, they're going to see some beautiful dancing and relating in the space and live decision-making that's happening live as we're sitting, you know, as you're sitting there. Mayfield, what do you want to add to that?
Yeah, I think that, you know, the idea is to not go with the first impulse with an improvisational approach. It's dance, but it's also, you know, the material of our lives mm-hmm. that we bring and that we hope to share and that, you know, we hope that people can relate to, because in order for change to happen, you know, the material of our lives needs to be examined. Mm-hmm. And I think that part of Improvising While Black is asking those questions.
Mayfield, can you tell us more about the basis of the work, Improvising While Black?
The project actually came out of my own experience of driving while Black when I lived in San Francisco in 2012. And I had this, you know, really intense moment in my life where I felt completely unraveled. I was driving and I was stopped for a very minor thing. I was just driving 30 miles an hour in a 15 mile an hour lane. And before I knew it, I was being handcuffed and profiled. And, you know, it was the first time in my life that I had this experience. Although, of course, I had known other folks, Black folks who had this experience. And so when I ended up in grad school, I started kind of thinking about this idea of what it means to take this experience, like I was saying, like the material of my life, into dance. And Improvising While Black came out of that as a way to name the anti-Blackness within you know, my experience as a person and as a dancer, and also to ask questions about it and to work with that material as an actual framework for dancing and for asking questions and for collaborating. And Karen happened to be somebody who really picked up on, you know, this work right as I was beginning the work, because I was interested in her work with tuning scores, which, you know, for me was just another way of like deepening my practice of improvisation. And mm-hmm. so we got into this conversation about Improvising While Black and tuning, and that was when we were on Luskeedy Island in 2013. And so our relationship developed out of, you know, coming together through dance, but also having this other conversation around what it means to, as a Black dancer and a white dancer, to come together in these spaces that are mostly white, you know, with contemporary dance and, you know, the improvisation and contact improvisation. Oftentimes I'm the only Black student in some of these classes, and mm-hmm. that was the case in Karen's class.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So we started talking about what that means, and you know, it just kept going from there up until the present moment.
Yeah, and actually, you were the first Black student that I had in a kind of residential workshop in at that point, like 35 years of teaching in North America. You know, that was interesting to me. Like, that was one of the pieces that kind of led to me kind of waking up to the whole reality of whiteness and blackness and the fragility of white privilege and the world, the bubble that I had been living in without really understanding. So I really credit my connection with you as a big factor in waking up to realizing that the world is so much bigger and be way beyond a kind of belief system that white folks can get lulled into because of privilege and normality, quote unquote. So that was a really, that's been the sustaining and most amazing learning I've had with you, Mayfield. And the fact that we share it in dancing is like unbelievably wonderful.
And Karen, you had something to do with the title, right? You actually modified the title to bring Vashon Island into it?
Just for this project, I was writing a grant, and I just kind of named it Improvising While Black on Vashon Island, which tickled me at the time because, you know, it sort of is a kind of typical way to sort of name a locale, but also it has shock value because, you know, just the notion of blackness on Vashon Island is kind of a big question mark goes up, since this is such a white dominated island that way. And so I like that, but in reality, the depth of it had to do with the grant I was writing, which is a for culture grant, and their the focus and intent of that grant is to kind of bring new experiences other than the prevailing dominant thinking to a community, and so it made sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, I have a question for Mayfield. What do you enjoy most about taking this performance on the road?
I think I love to create a kind of rupture in my own thinking and also in other folks' thinking about the possibility of improvisation, and when thinking about blackness, how blackness actually ruptures everything. Like, there's a way in which, you know, especially in the context of, you know, the history in our country of slavery, you know, people like to shy away from blackness.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know, the fact that Black Lives Matter is something, is a movement, it's a phrase that people use now, you know, as a call to action. Mm. I see Improvising While Black as part of that legacy. I was in Liverpool, and there was a slave museum in Liverpool.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You know,
right.
And so
that was
had the conversation about Improvising While Black in Liverpool, you know, in the context of this slavery museum and for it being a major port for slavery.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the conversation, I mean, it's a global, you know, anti-blackness is a global problem.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's the more that we can kind of expose what's happening in ourselves and in our communities and in the world, I think that it paves the way for a kind of healing that, you know, is the beginning of something.
Right. Yeah.
This is great. I think this is going to be quite an experience for the people of Vashon. I really do. I understand that the performance is going to be followed by a talk back. How does that work?
I think typically a talk back is, you know, where we finish the performance and sit with the audience and hear what people have to say or raise questions or kind of share experiences or impressions. I do feel that we will really do our best to focus the conversation on the experiences of the people there in the room.
Right.
Pointing it to our own hearts and souls and learning curves. This is the kind of platform that we're offering as a place to put that out for each other.
That's great.
That makes sense?
Yeah. And you've also got some involvement with the schools on the island. What is that about?
Well, at first we were going to try to do a big assembly with like at Chautauqua for like 500 kids. But then we realized that that was almost more like just checking off in a checkbox, like, okay, did that racial justice somehow. But we felt that the impact would be much greater if we worked with the teachers and helped to create a foundation in the minds of the teachers of how to deal with racial equity issues. We've got scheduled an hour with high school kids after school and two classes at Chautauqua, as well as working with teachers in the after school time.
That's great. Well, sounds like this is a series of special events centered first and foremost around the performance. And I just want to thank you both, Mayfield Brooks and Karen Nelson. And once again, for our listeners, this special performance of Improvising While Black on Vashon Island will take place Sunday afternoon, February 10th at 1 p.m. at Open Spaces Black Box Theater. And what's the story on tickets?
Oh, yeah. Tickets will be at the door and by donation.
Well, thank you very much to both of you. I'm Mark Hickling, and this has been Island Extras on The Voice of Vashon Radio, KVSH 101.9 FM.